Greetings. It's good to be back with you again. I'm Jill Geisler of the Poynter Institute. Today, I want to talk to you about Bigfoot bosses and why employees resent them. Now, I know this podcast has listeners around the world, and just in case the term Bigfoot is kind of a colloquialism in the United States, let me explain it. A Bigfoot boss is essentially someone who stomps on the ambitions and successes of other people. They are takers. Bigfoot bosses rob people of opportunity and advancement and job satisfaction. They take credit for the work of others. They take the spotlight alone when it could be shared. They take high-profile assignments for themselves, and they take more control over their employees than is truly necessary. There are all kinds of reasons for it. They might be afraid, they might be under pressure from their bosses, or they might think it's all about building their own personal brand. But it's bad decision making. And let me tell you why. They actually undermine their own success. I want to quote to you from an article written by a professor from the Wharton Business School. His name is Adam Grant. He's the author of a terrific book called Give and Take, and one of his main areas of research is about the impact of selfishness and selflessness in the workplace. He wrote an essay for a business magazine, and he says this: "In a wide range of fields that span manufacturing, service, and knowledge work, recent research has shown that employees with the highest rates of promotion to supervisory and leadership roles exhibit the characteristics of givers, helping colleagues solve problems and manage heavy workloads. Takers, those who put their own agenda first, are far less likely to climb the corporate ladder." And Bigfoot bosses are notorious takers. So, how do you make certain that you don't get that reputation? Well, here are a few tips. Number one, you've got to be proactive about giving credit to others. This is a matter of honor. It should be an automatic thing for you that whenever you're working on something, you are paying attention to the contributions of everyone around you. There's research that says that's hard to do because we're real clear on what we've been doing, but we don't notice others' contributions as clearly. So take notes or ask people to remind you, but always assume that it's your responsibility as a leader to give credit where it's due. Number two, sometimes you're given excessive credit for the success of your team or even for other people's work. Don't let that kind of incorrect information stand. There's nothing wrong with setting the record straight, even if it's your own boss who's giving you excessive credit. You don't have to get into a fight. You can diplomatically say, "Let me tell you who else deserves a round of applause." You also need to do this. Number three, give employees a seat at the table. Look for opportunities to get people involved in key meetings or gatherings or projects. You know, you've got to be strategic. You have to put the right person in the right situation so they can show what they know, or they can learn more, or they can get opportunities. When you're known as the person who's setting up other people to succeed, getting them a seat at the table, you'll never be known as a Bigfoot boss. You also need to coach them. You know, I'd like to say, tell them the secret codes, tell them about people's hot buttons and how things get done so that they don't inadvertently make a mistake because they don't know what you've learned about all of these people in these special meetings or special projects. Now, special projects, here's another tip. Think twice before grabbing that coveted assignment for yourself. So often, a manager has the opportunity to grab hold of something that's going to be high profile, high luster, and really be a great opportunity to shine. Now, I'm not telling you to step away from all important opportunities. I'm not telling you to be falsely humble or silly about hiding your talent, but can you take somebody along with you? Do you really need to lead this project? Is your reputation just fine? Is it time for somebody else to get a chance? How can you make certain that other people have terrific opportunities as well as your own? Here's one more tip, and it has to do with micromanaging. Resist the temptation to put your footprints on everything. Bigfoot bosses are often micromanagers. They may think they're improving the work because of close inspection. They may feel pressure from their own bosses to have everything be perfect. They may want to keep a hand in the process just to show their skill. But if you are constantly exerting excessive control, you're strangling your staff, especially your most competent employees. That's because when it comes to motivation, something called autonomy, a sense of control, a sense of independence, that's a key intrinsic motivator, internal motivator. And Bigfoot bosses steal not just pride of authorship or credit, they steal the authorship itself from employees, and that's a guaranteed demotivator. You want to keep employees engaged? Then give them both autonomy, as best as you can, and credit that they deserve. You know, in my book, Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know, I wrote this. We live in a world that shines the spotlight on the top leader. Well, widen that beam at every opportunity. When there's a success, credit your co-leaders. Make it absolutely clear when their ideas, solutions, or just plain hard work are the driving force behind wins and wise moves. And when they mess up, stand with them and take your lumps. Then work together to find solutions. Because I want to give you the bottom line. If you do your best to keep from bigfooting others, your colleagues, your employees, something magical happens. You'll take the next step up in your career. People will give you credit, applaud your success. They'll say you'll be a tough act to follow. That's because even though you've led with very small feet, you will leave mighty big shoes to fill. That's it for today. I'm Jill Geisler of the Poynter Institute. Please check this column if you'd like it in print at poynter.org. And of course, the book Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know. Take care, everybody.